Good morning. It is 8:12, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. This Saturday is the day the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive happens nationwide, including here in Galesburg and locally benefiting the Fish Food Pantry. Joining us to talk about it from our local letter carriers, Tony Ball. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for checking in with us again this year. Also, the executive director of the Fish Food Pantry, Elizabeth Culberson. Elizabeth, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, Tony, you've been, I won't say stuck with this. You have been in charge locally since you took over for Mr. Cheeseman, what, 21 years ago?
21 years ago.
Taking care of this event. But, you know, I know you are happy to do it because this is such a great thing, and getting the word out, such an easy way for people to help out those less fortunate, not only here in Galesburg, but around the country as well.
Yeah, our branch has Galesburg, Kewaunee, Monmouth, Knoxville, Wyoming, and Galva is now going to be a part of our branch, so they are all doing it. But it is done all across the country. This is the 31st annual Stamp Out Hunger, and Galesburg's been doing it since it started. So it's a super easy way. Just put the bag of food, and you'll be getting your bags and cards in your mail today. And just set a bag of food out, and if you see one of our trucks, which Cunis Toyota is going to be donating all the trucks for all of our volunteers. So if you see a truck out there, it's got all the Cunis flags, know that's going to be us, all of our volunteers that are picking up food. Because last year we had a bit of trouble. Some people on bikes, I guess, were running around grabbing food.
Really?
But so if they don't have a Stamp Out Hunger button on, then they are not with us. So
take them down, Tyler. That's
we'll
what I say.
Throw a can at them.
No, and I understand they may be in need, but
right.
Still. I mean, there's a way to go about it. Fish Food Pantry, number one. But, yeah, so how many years total? It's what, 30 years
yeah,
it's been
is
going
on? Yeah,
this the 31st one. 31st year of it. My goodness. So the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive happens this Saturday, always the second Saturday in May, right?
Always is.
Yeah, all right. Also joining us, Elizabeth Culbertson. She's the executive director of the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. And Elizabeth, there's always a need for those who need help here in Galesburg, and this is an event that it couldn't be easier for people to help out.
Oh, absolutely. Any donations, you know, are greatly appreciated. When we see visitor counts, like in April, we served 2,000 individuals. The number just keeps increasing, so any little bit helps, and even if it's just one can of tuna, that's more than we had before, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing we got to stress. It's non-perishable food items.
Right. You know, we can't take it. Please don't send anything out that's out of date. We can't take anything that's homemade. And just, we prefer not glass. Everybody tends to set up, you know, there's some things you just don't get in a plastic bottle. So if you do that, just kind of wrap it a little bit more gently for us, so, because we're carrying it around and stuff, so.
Well, and it's, like you said, it's a great time to go through your pantry, but you go through and those things that, you know, that whatever box of something that's been sitting in there, potato flakes or something, for 6 years. No, right. Yeah, you want it. Yeah, it's still got to be something
exactly.
Good. Or again, you won't be able to use it or put it out the Fish Food Pantry.
Exactly. It's kind of like exercise. If you would feed it to your family, then it's probably safe to donate. If you wouldn't, and maybe it's got rust or, you know, it's kind of bulging, feel free to just chuck that in the trash, and then we don't need that.
Yeah, the dented cans or whatever, yeah, probably not necessarily a good idea. All right, so, Tony, how many do you, like, what year the most pounds of food collected? Or do you guys weigh it all at the end of it? Or
yeah, this year, now that we've got the new food pantry and Riverbend there, Riverbend mm-hmm. has a scale, so we can just take our food in there and immediately weigh it and stuff. Probably, it was several years ago, we probably had about 32,000 pounds.
Wow.
So, which is great. And, of course, over the years, especially now with some of the prices that there are, you know, it can be considerably less. But it depends on the day and people just giving. There's a lot of people that will set out just a case full of food. And some people set out one can. We will take absolutely anything that's out there.
Absolutely. Tony Ball, the local letter carrier's representative, Galesburg Post Office, Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive this Saturday. Also, Elizabeth Culberson is the executive director of the Fish Food Pantry. And Elizabeth, do you know, like, do you go by pounds perhaps as to what goes out to help people, like on a monthly basis? Do you keep track of the number of pounds that go out? Because I mean, as 32,000 pounds is a lot. Sounds like a lot, but you got a lot more going out over a period of time.
Oh gosh, yes. I don't know that we keep that count specifically, mm-hmm. but I do know, like with produce, we can keep track of, and we can go through about probably 200 pounds of produce a day at our current pantry. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm guessing the food that goes out, if we have 40 or 50 families a day coming in, then they're leaving with, you know, quite a variety of stuff.
How many are you serving in a year right now? How many families or individuals?
Last month, so for April, we served 762 wow. families, which was up 67% since February of 2023. So
what is the process now for somebody to come in? I know obviously it's a much bigger location and there is, you know, some foods refrigerated in what? Some sort of cooler. I won't make you say it again. No, but there's more variety in that. So what's the process for somebody who is in need?
So if they are in need, we recommend that they give our phone a call. So it's 309-343-7807. And then one of our volunteers will just take down their basic information, their name, their address, their phone number, and how many are in their household. Then when they show up at the pantry, they will check in with our greeter. They get a voucher that's good for a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs at Hy-Vee, Save-A-Lot, or Hilo. And then they will go through the pantry with a volunteer and kind of shop. So we are client choice, meaning they can choose the items they want. And if they know their household, for instance, does not eat tuna, they don't have to take it. So they just literally take what they need for their house and kind of shop through and have more control over what's coming in their house and what they'll use. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they can come once every 30 days. So we kind of try to say, okay, if you know you came in around the 10th of the month, then okay, maybe June 10th, you know, try to come visit us again if you need it. We do take walk-ins, so that's not a problem. Some people don't have phones, and they can give their same information to the volunteers when they get there. And we also have deliveries on Thursdays if people are homebound or disabled, lacking transportation. They just need to call the pantry and let us know that they need a delivery. They just have to be home at the time of delivery, and KCCDD does a lovely job doing those deliveries for us on Thursday morning. So,
Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive again is coming up this Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Take a quick break here. It's 8:20. It's Galesburg's Morning News.
And that's why I place my trust in Kehoe Eye Care. With the newest testing equipment and incredible staff that answers all my questions, I know I'm in good hands.
With local doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's no better combination to take care of your vision. Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients, so make an appointment with them today in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball as the Redbirds take on the Cubs from Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:45.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
8:21, Galesburg's Morning News. The U.S. Postal Service Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive happens this Saturday, May 13th. As always, the second Saturday in May. The letter carriers around the country in 10,000 communities across the country collecting food, including here in Galesburg. Joining us to talk more about it, Tony Ball from Galesburg Letter Carriers, and also Elizabeth Culbertson. She is the Executive Director of Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. Now, Tony, I wanted to ask in particular, like, say, with apartment buildings and maybe their mail is delivered inside, where would be the best place to put the food? I'm guessing still outside on a stoop or something, or...
Up my buildings. I have Main Towers, Mary Ellen West, Whiting Hall. We stick a poster up, and I usually ask them to take it to the office, or if they see us come there, and then we'll pick up from the office, so that way it's in a secure place, and okay. Or give it to us. That's what I do with my buildings. So.
Okay. Now, is there any particular, Elizabeth, things, maybe particular foods that you're really in need of at the Fish Food Pantry that people should consider putting out for the food drive?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping that this drive, you know, gets us through the summer. So if we're thinking about if you have kids at home and they might be home by themselves, you know, what kind of things would they like to eat? Probably easier things like the peanut butters, the jellies, the like raviolis or canned meals. I would say actually canned fruit, stuff like that. Anything actually with the pop top is actually better, the pull top, because if you don't have a can opener, kids maybe aren't so agile with the can opener, just being able to pull the top sometimes is a little bit easier. So those kind of items are always good, or any of the prepared meals, mac and cheese and things like the hamburger helpers are always very popular and well received. And yes, we would like them to eat, you know, more canned vegetables, but that doesn't really happen. But
not in my world either, just saying. I never thought about the fact that I know a lot of the vegetables and things, whether it's canned fruits or whatever, are coming with a pop top, which makes sense, because you know there are a lot of situations. You have somebody come in, maybe they're homeless, or maybe they just don't own a can opener for whatever reason. Well, okay, well, now I have this can of food. What am I going to do with it since I can't open it? So that makes sense with the pop-tops.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we get that request a lot. So, I mean, it's not really food, but yes, if you have an extra can opener that you're not using, also feel free to stick it in your bag and send it with the letter carriers. It will guaranteed get put to good use.
Absolutely. All right. So, again, this Saturday. So, Tony, you said we got bags to put your food in, and those are coming when?
They're going out today in the mail.
Okay.
Also want to inform people that, I mean, we got graduations like crazy across the country. If you're not going to be home over the weekend, set it out early. Set it out next week. We will pick everything up, because it usually takes us a couple weeks to get everything in and get everything over there to the food pantry. So if you're not home this weekend, don't worry about it. You can set out before or after.
Okay, well, that makes sense, too. So those that want to help out can do that. I assume, Elizabeth, with Fish Food Pantry also, what if somebody wants to make donations? Same thing, number one, it's non-perishable food items, but to make a donation, just stop by, or do you need to make an appointment? Or
no, for donations, we will accept non-perishables. We can actually accept fresh and frozen stuff. So if you have a home garden and you end up having a bumper crop of zucchini and tomatoes and can't give your neighbors anymore, you can always bring them to the pantry when we're open, which is Monday through Friday, 10 to 3, and we'll happily take that stuff off your hands. We also get questions of, do we take things like venison? And we do, as long as it is done in a USDA stamped locker. So think about next hunting season. If you need to, you know, make some room in your freezer, we are happy to take product. Because we have the freezer space and storage space now to store that. But then otherwise, donations can just be dropped off whenever we're in the building, or things can always be mailed to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 1922, Galesburg, Illinois, 61402-1922.
Well, I know you've always taken monetary donations, and the great thing is that you guys can shop at the Riverbend Food Bank and get things cheaper and get more items. What's even better now that you have Riverbend right in your same location here at the corner of Main and Henderson Street. So monetary donations, same thing. You can either send them in or drop them by.
Yep, absolutely. Because if we're running low on a product like cereal, for instance, we always seem to go low on cereal. I can walk down the warehouse where I see the Riverbend pallets, ask the guys if those pallets are being used for anything. They say no. They pallet jack them over to us, and we get charged about 18 cents a pound. So I don't know many boxes of cereal you can get for, you know, 18 cents a box that we can get from Riverbend. So, yeah, even that dollar, it might seem like not very much. We could probably get 5 boxes of cereal from them for that. So,
Tony Ball, Galesburg Letter Carriers, Elizabeth Culbertson, Fish Food Pantry, joining us here this morning. The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive happening this Saturday nationwide, including here in Galesburg. Tony, let me ask, with your collection on the Postal Service side, monetary donations, would you rather people stay away from that, or?
If you make it out to Fish,
okay,
and I'd put it in an envelope for us and just kind of make it stand out somehow so it doesn't get mixed up with the regular mail. If you can hand it to your carrier when they come by, we will take it and make sure that they get it.
Okay.
So
very good. Well, Tony, anything else we need to know about this Saturday and the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive?
Just keep in mind that you'll see the CUNA's trucks. We've got them flagged, so it does make it easier for everybody in the neighborhood to see them. If you see us and want to make sure that we pick up yours, just, you know, if you see us, just flag us down. We'll take it from you happily. Make sure it can be seen from the street, so that way when we're driving by, then we can see it and get it. So we're all out there trying to help the carriers, because they still are doing their job and delivering your mail. So we just try to make it easier for them this day.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, anything else people need to know about this Saturday Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive or about Fish Food Pantry?
We're just very appreciative of all the community support. We really wouldn't exist without it. So, you know, since if we've been in the community since 1970, there's a reason we're still here and functional. And so events like this really help us keep things going and able to serve more members of the community that are in need. So, and really fulfill our mission of providing food for those in need.
Absolutely. Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive this Saturday nationwide, including here in Galesburg. All your non-perishable food items, you'll have your bag to put them in. That'll definitely stand out. The postal workers will know. I guess if you don't have it or you didn't get it for whatever reason, even if you put a grocery bag out or something, you'll know.
You'll get one today, whether you like it or not.
Okay, good. Good deal.
In the mailbox.
All right. Tony, as always, thank you for your time, and thank you for what the letter carriers
thank
are
you.
Doing. Elizabeth, thank you as always as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.